Hey, I am Matt, Dom with Mastery's Brewing Co., and this is What's Brewing Tampa Bay. I have a good friend, guest, love this group. They do a lot of great things for the craft beer industry, but Kat Jones with Tampa Bay Beer Week. And yes, as many of you are probably thinking, wait, Tampa Bay Beer Week isn't until March. And that's true, but we are officially going to be halfway there. And that throws us right into the Halfway There event, Kat. Talk to us about Halfway There.
Thank you, Matt. Really excited for Halfway There this year. We're doing it again at the Coliseum in St. Pete, a beautiful ballroom. It'll be August 24th from 1 to 4 p.m. And we're really excited. We've got about 55 breweries at the moment. We still have some last-minute signups, but really excited. Tickets are on sale through Eventbrite. And we're looking forward to another great year just showcasing a lot of different breweries, not just from Tampa Bay, from all over the place.
So, and again, I know we're a little partial with beer, but we clearly have audience members that show up that are always, not always. What else other than beer do we have going on there? Because I know I've seen quite a few other tasty beverages throughout the past years from other areas.
Absolutely. Right now we're working on some really cool coffee connections. We love to support local as much as possible, so we'll likely have a local kombucha company come out. NAs are actually really popular right now. They're really kind of gaining their strength within the industry, so to speak. So we'll have some other options, but this is really a celebration of beer. So we're here to support the local breweries. Some breweries are going to be traveling down from like Orlando area. In addition to that, we'll have lots of other sponsors as well. So the ladies from Pink Boots have just accepted our invitation. They're going to come out and hang out with us. We have some information about Cicerone, who's one of our sponsors as well. We've got some really cool local companies that are going to be providing other things too, like merchandise. So Fat Pelican will be making custom hats on design, which is pretty neat. And then Trinity Graphics is going to be making t-shirts that way that day as well. So.
And I'm fairly certain we usually have a spot for the USF Brewing Arts Program there as well.
We can't forget to talk about them. I mean, they're a lot of the drive behind what we do. Recently, we've been working really closely with the Tampa Bay Brewers Alliance, and they're actually doing a really cool thing with the Brewing Arts Program over at USF. They're going to be basically paying interns, which is kind of a new concept, but it's really neat. So a lot of the work that we do year-round in regards to fundraising, including our Tampa Bay Ale Trail books, a lot of that money is going back to that program, which is really neat.
Yeah, so if you didn't catch that, for those of you out there who are fans of the Tampa Bay Ale Trail and always wondering where to grab yours, you can go ahead and you can quickly Google Tampa Bay Ale Trail, but that is through Tampa Bay Beer Week, so that does help all the functions of Tampa Bay Beer Week, all that love and excitement that you see in the marketing and push for all things craft beer that supports the craft beer industry in here. That Tampa Bay Ale Trail definitely supports that, so get out there, grab your Ale Trail. Come on by, hit up Mastery's Brewing Co., go to our friends in Gulfport Brewing, if you guys didn't catch that, but Kat is also frequent bartender over there at Gulfport. So tell us, what's going on at Gulfport?
Gulfport is actually like a hidden gem. I'm really surprised that more people that I tell about it all the time, they're like, where is Gulfport? Gulfport's just this tiny little town, very hippie-driven. We love to have fun. And the brewery actually just celebrated 4 years we've been open. I'm there all the time, so swing through and see me. Really good beer, really good vibe, fantastic food. It's fun.
What's your favorite brew on tap or that you know that's coming on tap?
Every time everyone asks me my favorite beer, it's always Hippie Oasis at the brewery.
And what is Hippie Oasis?
Super drinkable. It's a sessionable IPA, 5.2%. Nice grapefruit notes, little haze to it. So crushable. So definitely swing through and have one. We should have a beer together sometime.
Yeah, unfortunately, they don't allow us to bring that in station. Otherwise, we'd be doing that right now. But
I hear you.
You know, again, that's why it's called radio. So the magic of radio. Be like, oh yeah, guys, we're enjoying these beers right now while we're on the radio. You know, hear the sound of the drinking in the background. But yeah, you know, it's funny that you say that about Gulfport being a hidden gem, because honestly, that's how I often feel about St. Pete Beach. And mm-hmm. everybody's like, yeah, but St. Pete Beach, St. Petersburg's so big. I'm like, yeah, but that's a different town.
Yeah.
Like, everybody thinks, like, St. Pete Beach is, like, the beach of St. Petersburg. And it's like, we're on the entire other side there. St. Petersburg is mostly east side. Mm-hmm. You know, you come out to the west side of town, hang out. And it's entirely different city, municipality, all the different things. And, yeah, so, you know, you definitely sometimes feel like you're out in your own little corridor, hidden secret of a gem area. So, anyways, you guys heard it about Tampa Bay Beer Week halfway there. What do you think are going to be some of the featured style beers that we're going to be seeing this year? I mean, obviously, we know during Beer Week, coming into spring, here we are the summer, probably not terribly different on flavor profiles because of a lot of sun and sunshine and all. But any favorites? Are there something that you're hunting for?
Yeah, I don't want to give too much away just yet because I'm hoping that everyone will really be surprised by what we've decided to do this year. But there has been a lot of collaborations happening between the Tampa Bay Brewers Alliance and a few breweries within the area. So we're going to have kind of like a special spot just for those featured breweries that are founding members of the Tampa Bay Brewers Alliance, because Tampa Bay Brewers Alliance just got started. It was a concept that's been kind of rattling around for quite some time. But yeah, we've got beer from all over the board. It's not just going to be IPAs. It's not just going to be sours. It's going to be a really great mix of a bunch of different beer, and I can't wait for you guys to try it.
Yeah, so for us, so we just brewed up our original, our OG beer, our Honey Basil Ale.
Honey Basil Ale.
So that's a beer that we've been doing actually for going on 9 years now, that we originally did at CD Roma. So it's seasonal. Definitely do it seasonal. We do a limited package release on it. This one is tasting fantastic. Just packaged it up the other day. That will definitely be a beer that we'll be bringing back out to halfway there. So super excited that mixing that up with our orange creamsicle. Probably one of our flagships, like our Boca West Coast IPA or our Breezy Blonde Ale. But yeah, definitely we're going to see. That's really one of my favorite things about the event in general, is just the centralized spot to go around and taste, because usually, again, at halfway there, I mean, don't get me wrong, Tampa Bay Beer Week, people bring some really cool beers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a big festival. It's, you know, you got the whole week of all the different things going on.
Yeah, it's not really a week. It's like 9 days of just amazing beer.
But this one event, because it's a little bit more localized, I feel like we get a lot more of a unique collection of flavors than you would typically see at Tampa Bay Beer Week. Because, again, we got to bring so much beer for 9 days of beer events going on.
Yeah.
And so many people traveling out of town, where this one really is like the locals, almost mini beer, you know, Tampa Bay Beer Week event.
Yeah, people think we're crazy to throw a beer festival in the middle of August, but that's why we keep it indoors. That's why it's going to be the Coliseum again. It's nice to be walking around inside, drinking some great beer.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, you know, we're starting to see a lot in the NA industry, mm-hmm. you know. So I know recently at Mastery's, you know, we've been pairing up with Beach Kombucha,
mm-hmm.
Aloka Kombucha, Kombuchery. Right, is that right? Kombucha-ry? Like brewery? Kombucha-ry? I don't know if I said that right. I might have made a word up there, but it sounds like it works.
I'm going with it.
What is Tampa Bay Beer Week seeing? What is Gulfport seeing? What are you seeing in the NA industry, and how that, and again, just the other day, the Brewers Association put out a whole slew of data talking about everything from NA to RTDs to, you know, wine, cider, you know, the beer, where the metrics are falling.
Mm-hmm.
What are you seeing? What are you hearing on the streets of what seems to be in the trends these days?
Yeah, you know, I've been in the industry about 7 years now, and from the day that I've started to now is really changed a lot. And I lean on, you know, a lot of information from people who've been in the industry longer. But my personal thing is that I'm finding like a lot of Gen Zs really aren't drinking. They're drinking, you know, NA beverages, THC beverages, CBD beverages. So I think that there's a new kind of era happening in the beverage industry, and I think that we can really see that through the seltzers that have popped up, especially in the past, you know, 5 years. not just malt-based seltzers, but lots of different options.
The vodka-based stuff is really growing.
Yeah. Thanks, Hainu. Appreciate that.
Which is ironic. So we were actually one of the first spots in the Tampa Bay area carrying High Noon mm-hmm. in 2016.
Yeah.
At the time, again, White Claw had just come out.
Yeah, nobody
had heard what High Noon was. Yeah. I couldn't give the stuff away.
I know. I met the rep.
It was actually like stuff that I would bring out to, like, you know, family get-togethers and whatnot on the weekends at the beach, because I'm like, guys, I got cases of the stuff in,
yeah.
you know, and then here we come, you know, 2021, 22-ish, mm-hmm. I started to see it hit back in the market.
Sure.
And then now it's like, it's everywhere. Literally everywhere.
You know, it's inspiring to see that trend happen, and then to watch local distilleries pop up everywhere is amazing to me. And I think that what really makes St. Pete really unique, and the Tampa Bay area as well, I'm a little impartial to St. Pete, but you know, we really support our locals, and I'm seeing lots of new distilleries pop up, lots of local places happening. In fact, I just did a sampling yesterday with Brez. I hope that I pronounced that right. But Urban Flow, I don't know if you know the guys down at Urban Flow. They launched a brand. It's fantastic. It's like mushroom based, and they have a THC one as well. But really excited to be working with them. So,
well, I'm glad you jumped over to the distillery side of things, mm-hmm. because you're going to hear it first here on St. Pete, on Radio St. Pete, but coming this fall, and the products are already launched, but Mastery's Craft Spirits is a thing. We officially have a bourbon and a rye whiskey ready to take to market. Currently talking with distribution right now to hurry up and get that out there. Hopefully a past person who used to sit on the Tampa Bay Beer Week committee can push that along.
Do you know a guy? Quick.
Yeah. But yeah, so, and again, what it really comes down to is just statutorily, the laws have really changed over the years, and now craft breweries can own the distilling license as well, mm-hmm. and so we can operate on both within the same house. So even though with our new location in Pinellas Park, that was a huge emphasis that we're going to be putting in a full-on operating distillery with our brewery operations in Pinellas Park. But we are actually, we've already done the filing. We have our state approval, and we're just waiting for our federal license to come through, our federal filing notification to come through. And we'll be having Mastery's Craft Spirits out in St. Pete Beach this fall.
Fantastic. I'm so excited for
you. So, yeah, I can't wait to see our first bourbon bottle sitting on the shelf for people to be able to come in, sample, make up some fun cocktails with, mm-hmm. as well as be able to take some to go.
Yeah, it's a different world. You know, I worked for a brewery that was also a distillery, and as we made the distillery kind of happen through COVID. And it's definitely different than beer. But I think that it's good to kind of branch out and explore that side of the business too, because you can get so creative with it.
Oh, absolutely. Really, and the synergy that we already have is working with distilleries, especially with all of our barrel aging projects. I have the four barrels that we used for the rye bourbon and whiskey bourbon, to now do a beer project with. So that's the part that I'm really looking forward to. So we've got some fun ideas. Actually, one of them is going to be a collaboration project with our good friends up at Woodwright. So Eunice and I are going to be doing a Belgian Golden Strong Ale in one of them. The other one, one of the other ones I'm still kind of working on. And then, you know, we got a couple fun, a barley wine as well as a wheat wine going in a couple High West barrels, and those are left over from the barrel age projects that we did with Burns. Again, just kind of tying in of how we are already cross industry working together with beer and spirits, and then, like as you said, seeing more craft spirits coming together, it's really bringing things full circle in the Florida beverage industry.
It's not as catchy.
No, it's not. it's really not. But as you said, RTDs, the THC stuff, the NA stuff, kombucha, all the different flavor profiles that people are going to these days. It's really, you know, again, we're far from where we were in 2015.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're definitely seeing a full-on beverage industry now.
I just think it's really important, and I just want to go back to it, but like the support of locals to local business is insane here. And, you know, I see that a lot in Gulfport. We've got a lot of different businesses down there. Everybody's coming in for lunch and, you know, and enjoying things. But the amount of people that, like, come from St. Pete to Tampa, like, we at Tampa Bay Beer Week strive as much as possible to also work with local businesses, for example, Trinity Graphics, to do, like, our T-shirts and things like that. The amount of support that I've seen from local business to business and from the consumers is, it's just awesome. It's really cool to see.
All right, guys, that's going to put us towards the end of this segment, but I think that was a great segue. So, Kat, thanks for coming on. Always, again, thank you for Radio St. Pete for having us. In general, I think we ended on the perfect note of just saying, you know, when you're out there, when you're shopping, think about where to eat, where to drink, where mm-hmm. to, again, pick up any of the products in your day-to-day. Focus on local. Those are local families. Those are people right here in your community that supports. So the majority of that money that you spend here locally stays here locally and continues to support all the local things you love. So, again, eat, drink, and shop local, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much. We can't wait to see everyone at Halfway There, happening August 24th from 1 to 4 at the St. Pete Coliseum.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
That's what's brewing Tampa Bay.